You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's listener-powered KEXP. Kevin Cole with you. You just heard music from Bauhaus, the song Kick in the Eye. And I am right now down in the live performance space with Midday Vale, who are playing tomorrow night at Numo's, part of KEXP's Reykjavik Calling event, which is going to be super fun. And we'll talk a bit about that. But let's hear some songs from the brand new album, This Wilderness. How about that?
Thank you. face you arrived with. Back on the pavement, the curious crowds find their way down. Cast a reflection, don't worry, the masses won't recognize you. Bodies lie unnoticed. Backing on impact, the curious crowds make their way down. Rise with the morning, don't worry, the penguins don't recognize you.
Midday Vale live on the afternoon show. KEXP playing tomorrow night at Numo's, part of KEXP's free Reykjavik calling event, pairing Icelandic artists and Seattle artists. And Midday Vale playing alongside Mammut, who were on earlier this afternoon. And man, you guys sound great. The new album just came out pretty much, and it's your third album. Congrats on that, first of all. For you, how does it, how do you feel like it's different compared to your other two, like sonically or lyrically? What's,
A few things are pretty different at this point. This is the first album with Garrett Moore on drums, and he's been in our band since 2012. So rhythmically, it just kind of, new people push things in new directions. We're more interested in this, on this album, in exploring drum machines synced up with live drums. Mm-hmm. So there's sort of a lot of that, which kind of creates a tighter, more gridded electronic approach to the same kinds of sounds that we've been using.
But yeah, there's a heavy percussive undercurrent, almost a tribal, ritualistic, gothic vibe to it.
Yeah, and I think earlier on with this band, we were very ritualistic.
Yeah.
And it's kind of getting reined in to sort of explosive content within a form that's more cohesive.
Yeah. Cool. So you have some really impressive and somewhat unusual guests on this record.
We have Bernie Worrell on this record from Parliament, Funkadelic.
Exactly.
Worked with Talking Heads.
I mean, that one jumped out right away. Bernie Worrell, Parliament, right. Funkadelic. How did that happen?
Like, he called us and asked us if he could be on our record, and we said, we'll think about it. No, he was in town working on another project an artist named Preston Singletary, who's a well-known native glass artist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know his work.
I've got
his book.
He was interpreting some Tlingit songs with a jazz group and had Bernie in town.
No way.
What
a cool idea.
Yeah, so Bernie was in town working on that project with Randall Dunn, who's producing our record. And, you know, we were working on that track, Babel, the first song that we played.
Yeah.
We were kind of thinking, oh, we want to have some, like, clavinet that's, like, we want something that's kind of like
funkified.
Also just thinking a lot about Talking Heads and like that whole just everything they did together. The whole Stop Making Sense, like album and a live.
Yeah, I saw that tour with Bernie Worrell.
So we were like, oh, and Randall just said, why don't we just get Bernie to do it? So, and he did. he was wonderful to work with. He listened to our music and jammed along with it in the studio, and then Comp said, I really like your voice and your melodies, and I was just like, I can die happy.
See, that is so awesome, and you just love hearing those kind of stories, and that artists like somebody of a Bernie Worrell's experience would just be so open into doing that.
He was such a just deeply moving person to just interact with. He would call it like a blessing when the take was good and the improvisation was good, and that just, I don't know, to me, it's important, I think, to think of music as a blessing.
Really, it's so awesome, and it is. It truly is. I mean, it has the power to transform you as artists playing it, but also listeners and music lovers. We get that all the time from listeners to the station, which is just fantastic. So you guys just ended like a pretty intensive little 3-4 week tour, right?
We did. We did a U.S. tour around our new album, This Wilderness, which came out officially September 11th. We did not pick that date, but it picked us.
Yeah.
The label that put it out is based in New York, so we had a show out there, and pretty much a U.S. tour.
Yeah, you pretty much went all down the West Coast, down the South through Texas, back up the East Coast, across North.
We didn't play a ton of shows in the Midwest or in the middle of the, like, we kind of hit the West Coast and Texas and New York and stuff.
What were there any standout highlights? Unusual events?
I mean, it's always great to have a good show in New York.
Yeah.
We played a venue called Trans Pecos, which is very, I'm from Texas, so it's hard for me to say Pecos, but that's how they say it. I would say Pecos. but that's the venue in Brooklyn that we, or it's actually up in Ridgewood, but which is Queens, but it's kind of where Bushwick is shoved off to now. And that was a really great just venue, community, like everything over there. We had always good shows in Austin, Chicago, L.A. It was fun.
Cool. Midday Vale, live on the afternoon show here. The new album is This Wilderness, and playing tomorrow night's Reykjavik Calling Sister City Cross-Cultural Collaboration and Showcase, where we pair Icelandic artists with Seattle artists. And have you ever been to Iceland?
We have not.
You guys got to go, man.
We want to go. We should get us on that thing.
You kind of have a little bit of a Viking look going on.
Especially David.
Totally. The Viking keyboard wizard, David.
Radio listeners will just have to look up what that means.
and we'll have they'll be able to watch it too. We'll have video of this performance up in a couple of weeks, probably. We're really excited. We thought you would pair well with Mahmoud, who have a nice kind of dark, dramatic sound as well to them.
They're great people too. We hung out last night. Thanks to you guys having us all to dinner, and it was very fun.
Well, thanks for being a part of the whole event. Again, Reykjavik Callings tomorrow night at Numo's, and we're pairing Icelandic artists, Seattle artists. So we have Midday Vale along with Mahmoud and DJ Airplane and Spaceship with Sassy Black, and Brianna Morella is going to be opening the show. Doors open at 8, and again, it's free, so hopefully we'll see you there. And it does fill out pretty quick. So how about a couple more songs?
At least one.
Okay.
You might have to fade us out.
Cool. Thank you.
Love.
It's Midday Vale, live on the Afternoon Show. That was fantastic. Two songs from the new album, Circle and Empire Is No More. Talk about explosive, that song. Man, you get really locked into a groove on the second half of that song.
Just yeah.
So cool. Playing tomorrow night, KEXP's Reykjavik Calling event, along with Mahmood. You can get the details on that online at kexp.org. That is a free show, and hope to see folks there. And thanks again for stopping by this afternoon for playing tomorrow night's show. You're back after a 3.5 week tour. Are you taking a little break after this, or what's up next?
I mean, anything's a break after being on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
For 3 weeks, but we have a show coming up in Portland, and probably a few more things later on this fall. But yeah, no touring immediately.
Cool. Well, thanks again, and congrats on a great new record. Love it. Want to thank Justin, Jim, and Scott on video, Melissa taking photographs, Kevin on sound, Matt O running the board, Caitlin volunteering, helping out behind the scenes. And I want to thank each and every one of you who've donated to KEXP that make these in-studio performances possible. It truly is listener-powered radio. It's the Afternoon Show. Kevin Cole with you, KEXP, Seattle.